This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker. Feed Form Friday.
With Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Welcome to today's Feed Form, and we're going to talk about a Journal of Dairy Science article in the February issue about assessing milk urea nitrogen, or known as MUNS, as an indicator of a dietary protein and nitrogen efficiency on dairy farms. And what they did is they conducted a meta-analysis by the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences. Of course, MUN is a very common test. Almost every dairy farm in the United States gets a report every time a bulk tank of milk is leaving the farm, along with milk components and somatic cell count. In this meta-analysis, 48 research studies were collected from 2004 to 2024. All the cows in these journal articles were Holstein cows, and they were monitoring milk urea nitrogen, milk protein percentage, milk yield, of course, and certainly dietary factors, the main one being crude protein and non-fiber carbohydrates known as NFC, which basically are sugar, starches, and soluble fibers. The cows, on average, were 121 days in milk, producing about 77 pounds of milk with a 3.16 true milk protein percent, and 3.69% milk fat. The average MUN level was 12.5 milligrams per deciliter, and these cows were excreting 193 grams of nitrogen in the urine and 569 grams in the fecal nitrogen as well. These diets were very typical in the U.S., 16% crude protein, a 43% NFC, which is a fairly high number for some diets, 33.6% neutral detergent fiber, or NDF, 20.9% acid detergent fiber, or ADF. These were good energy diets at 0.74 megacalories per pound of dry matter. So what were the results? Well, first of all, as we anticipated, there was very close association between milk urea and nitrogen and the level of dietary crude protein and the amount of NFC in the diet. We would expect, as we see higher levels of NFC, better utilization of the nitrogen or ammonia in the rumen by the rumen microbes. The range in the study went from 8 to 16 milligrams per deciliter, and the NFC to crude protein ratio varied from 2.15 to 3.60. They also looked at the relationship of milk yield, and there was a very weak relationship there, a correlation to total milk yield, milk protein test, and total milk protein yield, which means that MUNS are not going to be a predictor of those straightforwardly. There was, however, a very strong positive correlation with the urine nitrogen, which makes sense, of course, because kidney excretes any excess blood urea nitrogen into the urine as well. And, of course, that ratio of basically sugars and starches to crude protein was significantly affecting milk urea nitrogen. So our take-home messages, Bill, include, number one, monitoring MUNS is a very useful tool on dairy farms, which allows us to get a better balance between the crude protein in the diet and the NFC or sugars and starches in the diet. Certainly also another take-home message is that if we can reduce, keep our MUNS at a modestly low level, that should improve environmental risks as far as nitrogen losses into the environment. It will improve profitability because cows utilize these nutrients more effectively. So basically, when you're below 8 milligrams per deciliter, you may be limiting microbial growth, and VFA production over 16, there's a loss, of course, of protein and may have some effects on reproduction. Our suggested guidelines is a MUN between 8 and 12 milligrams with 10 milligrams per deciliter, kind of the sweet spot. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins credits in shaping her path in life and her current position
the Future Farmers of America and my ag teacher, Gary Rosenbush.
The secretary with video well wishes in conjunction with National FFA Week, recalling the importance of the organization in shaping the dreams of a then small town student.
It wasn't really until I got involved in FFA that I began to put structure to those dreams. And it is in the FFA where I learned real leadership, real love for one another, love for our country, love for each other, the idea of service and servant leadership.
A demonstration of Secretary Rollins' continued relationship with National FFA, the attendance of all members of the Texas State FFA Officer Leadership Team that she served with in high school. Also of note, the secretary is the first ever state FFA officer to hold the position of Agriculture Secretary. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.